Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
God knew the heart of the young shepherd boy David. When God sent Samuel to the house of Jesse, he knew which son he had chosen to be the next king of Israel. The choice was not revealed to Samuel before he had most of all Jesse's sons brought before him. Each time a son was presented, God told Samuel he was not the one. One very important message from the account of the prophet anointing David to be the next king of Israel is that God knows what is in the heart. Samuel could not see into the window of a single son of Jesse. But nothing was hidden from God's view. We should take notice of this part of God's nature. Whatever is in our hearts, God knows all about it. Welcome once again to this week's Moments of Inspiration program. We put together our message along with the chosen hymns to reach out and help edify anyone who listens. It is our hope that God will be glorified, Jesus will be exalted, and God's love and grace will be made known. May blessings flow into your life today.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, to see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, to see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy. Holy, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. To see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up. To see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love. As we sing holy, 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 you are holy, 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 I want to see you.
Eliab appeared to Samuel to be a great choice for a king. He was the eldest of Jesse's sons and the first to stand before Samuel. But as Samuel considered that he must be the next king, God clued him into the fact that he was not. Each time when another son of Jesse came, God made it known that Samuel was not seeing the chosen king. Samuel questioned Jesse if he had any other sons. None of those present were God's choice. Only David, the youngest of his sons, was left. He was still watching over his father's sheep. Samuel had David summoned, and it was David who would serve as the new king of Israel. It is recorded in Holy Writ that David was a man after God's own heart. There are a number of things that can bring us to see why God would choose David. The first thought I have is that David trusted God with his life. The account of him facing the champion warrior Goliath tells of how he willingly placed himself in God's hands and in God's service. The enemy of Israel cursed God. He defied God's army. He brought fear into the lives of God's army. David readied himself to face the giant with God's protection. He believed that God would deliver him from the sword of the giant, just as he had been delivered from the lion and the bear that attacked the sheep. David readily credited his strength, his service to the people of God, and his facing the evil challenge to God himself was not his own. He defeated Goliath in the name of the Lord. Through the hand that slung the stone, God gave victory over the ungodly pagan Philistine. I believe that this one main reason that God would choose David to be a new king, it's because he credited God with the victory. God is glorified. Connected with David's facing the giant would be his courage. King Saul, nor anyone else in all of Saul's army, were willing to meet the challenge of Goliath. They were fearful. They had not placed their trust in the power of the Almighty, but David had a great trust in the Lord. He was not a trained warrior. He did not have all the armor used in battles. He was much smaller in physical ways. David was so overmatched that no one could believe that he had a prayer of a chance of defeating the giant. But David trusted the Lord, and it gave rise to a courage that looked beyond the human measurements. So found within David's heart was the confidence, the courage that came from his complete trust in the Lord as his shepherd. Later on, when Saul's jealousy was raging against David, he chased David and tried to kill him. While Saul pursued him, David had several opportunities set before him that he could have taken Saul's life. But David refused to lay a hand upon God's anointed king. What a great dedication and act of honor this was on David's part. Saul's life was in his hands more than once, and David refused to take anything in any way to harm Saul. What a great contrast between David and Saul. Deep down in David's heart was a great respect for God. Saul had been disobedient, rebellious, and very sinful in God's eyes. But that gave no reason for David's heart for him to harm Saul. Another evidence of the kind of heart that was chosen of God is found in David as he reveals his psalms, the psalms that are attributed to David. God is honored by the poetic verses that ascribe glory and honor to the Lord as creator and Lord over all things. Written in sacred scripture is David's heart broken because of his grievous sins of adultery and murder. David had a heart that was open to the truth about his own sinfulness and the need for God's forgiving spirit to rescue him. David laid himself before the Almighty and sought a cleansing from God, not by his own goodness or any righteous deed of his own. He laid his sins before God, knowing that only by God's mercy could he be forgiven of them. Far too often, people seek to justify themselves rather than finding justification from God Himself. David knew his need before God. In all humility, he fell at God's mercy seat. Only a heart like David's finds the avenue to salvation. The soul that sins, it will die. But God is the one who justifies, and only God can forgive sins. Let the heart of King David lead us to entrust our souls to a faithful Creator. Let it be a source of encouragement to give God all the glory for what He will do in our life, the life that should be of humble service to Him and to others as well. Like David, we should be honorable in all our actions, being mindful that in all that we do, we should be guided by God and not by our own feelings about others and the circumstances of our lives. David was forgiven. We too can be forgiven in the precious name of Jesus. You see, God is looking at our heart. And so what does He see inside?
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.